these were things that American or California scientists had been hoping to do, either on their own or with money that they got from Prop 71.
Right.
And when the South Koreans did it, I thought, well, okay, they get bragging rights, if nothing else, and maybe they get intellectual property rights. And now this means that, on the one hand, California scientists won't be able to get that breakthrough, but on the other hand, they'll be able to move forward on the basis of that breakthrough and do more things. But apparently that, as you were saying, just even the negotiations for sharing of the technology or the procedures, which now seem to be in some question as to their validity, hasn't happened. Does this mean that the race is on, essentially the race is on again, and that California scientists or British scientists or people in Singapore or wherever can make this breakthrough again and have it to be more substantially verified?
Possibly. I mean, if for some reason everything that the Koreans reported turned out to be fallacious, then
right.
Obviously, you know, we can start... you know, we can start from scratch, and the race is on again.
Okay.
I think what we, you know, I think what most likely is the case that they probably did achieve this. They probably didn't achieve it with the efficiency that they claimed, but now we're not also going to be able to rely on them to be our partners in doing this, and we're going to have to kind of duplicate that technology here in our own backyards or partner with other people that are closer to getting the technology done.
Okay.
So it slows us up.
All right.